because equally, I've not got a prepared script or anything that I'm planning to read off, as you can imagine.
I'm shocked. So. I'm shocked and amazed that you haven't prepared. Cool. So, we're gonna talk today about a plan that you have for a project that's going to be unfolding over the next year or so for a module that you want to roll out in your school. And so, maybe we can just start by you saying a little bit about what the module is and, how you got the opportunity to maybe do something a little bit different.
Yeah, great. So this is part of the sort of newly validated program at Birmingham. And when we changed program, we've made the decision to go, this is for the undergraduate physiotherapy program. We made the decision to go from a 3-year BSc to a 4-year MSci for a number of reasons, but one of them being, obviously that gives us a bit of space to do some different things and be a little bit creative and to take the students, to somewhere that ends up at a more master's level in terms of the sort of academic standard that they're hitting and the work that they're kind of doing there. So as part of that process, we've looked to change a few things. So, we've sort of moved away from having sort of neuro and cardio respiratory type streams and more towards long-term conditions and acute care. So thinking about the sort of settings that healthcare takes place in, some change around with where the placements sit and how we run placements. There's changes to introduce more optionality in terms of the modules that students can pick from that sort of sit across the School of Sport, Exercise and Rehab Science. And so there was this balance between kind of what are kind of shared things, what draws on the research expertise in the school and say some of that, the sort of sport, exercise, lifestyle kind of things that school has some real strengths of research in, get the balance between those things, then also some more physio specific stuff and kind of where that sits and how we build those skills. And sort of the fourth year, I guess by that point, it's thinking, well, the students have been out on placements, they should have covered like the basics of how to do their assessment and the kind of underpinning knowledge around the sort of key aspects of physio practice that they're going to encounter, and so what does a fourth year module look like that is kind of going, taking them to a master's level but also sort of maybe preparing them for work and for continuing learning after that point. So that was the sort of jumping off point. Obviously with been interested in the past in things that are co-created and participant led, and so that was the other sort of stream. This I saw this as an opportunity to sort of pull that in and try and do something that took that ethos into just a more sort of standardized academic setting. So the idea sort of came about that we could maybe have, in the same way that we've had an conference in the past, that we could maybe have an un-module. And for those who've been engaged with our own conferences or heard us talk about those, like the idea there is that we start with a blank schedule, a blank page, and then try and draw from what people who are there want to get out of the experience, the conversations, the sort of learning off of each other, and put something together that sort of starts from that scratch point. So it felt like there was an opportunity here to do that with students that by this point in the course, as I say, students have been out on placement multiple times. They're going to have seen like what they've learned and what they feel comfortable with. And they're also going to have a pretty keen idea of what university hasn't prepared them for, and we shouldn't hide away from that. Like there's no way that we are going to prepare them for everything. Their educators will have told them, I'm sure, multiple times throughout the thing that, well, I'd expect you to know this and, you should have been prepared for this. And they're going to encounter loads of things that actually either they have been told and they've completely forgotten, or they were told and they weren't able to connect the dots to something else that already existed to kind of encapsulate that knowledge in a way that it was going to be usable again. And there's going to be other stuff that we just haven't talked about, either because it's a gap on our program and all programs have those, or because it's maybe one of the things that's got squeezed out in the sort of capacity that we know is a challenge for any healthcare program. So that was like a start point of, okay, you're now coming back in and you can tell us like what's missing and what do you want to learn. So that gives us a really rich, hopeful seam of ideas, which we could then build a module around. And that module should be, theoretically, way more useful to you as participating students than one that I've sat there and thought like, well, what I think is like a specialist module for a year 4 student is this. And I'm going to put in all of my little pet things that I like, because they're the things that I feel comfortable teaching, and they're the things that, do you know what I mean, I'm going to reach for when I'm putting together any teaching. So the aim being that this is something that is much more targeted at the needs of the cohort going through it, and is by its nature maybe different every single time. So that sort of makes sense as a kind of the basic context and kind of originating idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I really am fascinated by the idea of the kind of negative space of the module. Usually we try and pack things into a module, and what you're doing is you're trying to say, well, there's an enormous amount that we haven't covered. And so the content of the module is going to be all the stuff that we haven't done somewhere else. So there's a couple of things that kind of spring to mind. I don't want to spend too much time on the kind of administration part of it, but I guess just off the bat, for anyone else who's interested in doing something like this, how do you get a module like this with so much that is left unsaid? How do you get that through the validation process?
So I guess for any validation process, or certainly that I've been involved in, actually, you know, what gets a module through is pretty scant. It is always my take on these things, that actually the huge amount of work that goes into building any academic module comes a long time after this module has been approved, and it gets approved on the basis of some learning outcomes and a brief blurb, right? You know, so if we think it's so the what we've done with this one is to set the learning outcomes around that process of constructing learning. So the module's title is Constructing Learning from Practice. You know, that this is about kind of building up something that they've identified as their own needs. And there's four learning outcomes, so I'll just kind of run through those. So the first one is to develop creative solutions to meet identified learning needs arising from complex challenges in clinical practice. To participate in a community of practice to collaboratively produce learning resources that develop advanced clinical reasoning, to critically reflect on their learning and analyse the impact on future practice, and to evaluate how the organisation and delivery of healthcare services impacts on health outcomes. So you can see there's those first three learning outcomes for the module are really about kind of that process of you come into the module and there'll be some things that you need to critically reflect on and analyze to understand, what do I not know, what do we as a group not know, what do we want to prioritize to learn here. And then so it's that's not where the co-creation ends. So the entire module is the what the students then create to meet those learning needs, right? So we'll then organize the students into small groups around shared interests. So very similar, I'm anticipating this being a very similar to the process at the start of an UN conference, where people put topics and ideas up, and then we vote for the ones that people feel the most that they have the most interest in, and then people kind of coagulate around the ones that they have interest in, but they can also freely flow and be involved in more than one if they want to. And then there's a process of then thinking, well, how do we meet that need that you've identified? How what is the learning, and how are we going to build that together? Who do we need to include in this? Who else do we know about? Who's been on a placement where that learning need was met? Actually, you know, who are the clinicians who would be fantastic to just kind of join into the what are we putting together? Is this a lecture? Is it a practical session? Is it a workshop? Is it a podcast? How are we going to kind of do this? And then the students go and create those things, so that then actually the learning content that they encounter on the module is the learning content that all of the other student groups have created. And they're then kind of looking at how has this changed my practice. So have I been able to put something together, develop that, make it, that's been useful for me? And have I been able, when I then engage in other learning that other people have put together, am I able to see how this can directly apply to my practice afterwards? So the aim there being that this is what you do once you've actually finished your degree, right? After that point, there's no one setting a sort of standard curriculum. There's no one setting a test or giving you an essay that you need to write, or an exam you need to pass. Every learning after there is you identifying a gap that you have and thinking of the best way to meet that gap and then trying to do it. And so it's kind of that continuing professional development process that we're sort of really trying to sit in there. So those learning outcomes are like entirely consistent, right, with what a level 7 module ought to have. And there's clearly learning activities both. So there's in some ways, getting the module through at that level was the easy part. I think the harder thing is kind of getting the student body on board when they start it to kind of go, this is quite different to other modules that you've done. There's not, we're going to develop the content, and how that process works kind of concerns me more, I suppose. Well, not concerns me, but it feels like the bigger challenge here, right?
Yep. I mean, that makes perfect sense. And I mean, it really gels with a lot of the way that I think about professional education, which is that, you know, people talk about an authentic learning environment, an authentic assessment. And yet, you know, they still persist with giving lectures and giving assessments that look nothing like practice. If we're going to talk about authenticity in the curriculum in any professional education context, you have to get the learning environment to look and feel a lot more like what graduates are going to experience in practice. And so I really like that kind of parallel that you've drawn, where the process of learning in this module is going to look and feel a lot like the process of learning in practice. So I think that's fantastic. And I think you're probably right that the setup, the process that you've gone through now is probably going to be the easier part relative to trying to convince students that this really is a useful way of trying to frame the learning process. I also like the way that you've kind of constructed that space as a community. So it really is about bringing together this group of people where they are going to build networks, and it's less about following a linear progression through a piece of content or collection of pieces of content that you've determined is important, and for them to kind of create the entire space of potential problems, and then for them to be able to navigate unique pathways through that space of problems where, you know, you're able to act as a, you know, I don't like the phrase guide on the side, but you're able to facilitate that process where each of them could potentially take a different pathway through that space of problems that they've brought in from their own practice. I love the idea that they get to decide what the content is. So they're, you know, we know that meaningful learning is derived from specific problems that are contextually relevant to you. And so when you build projects that are meaningful to you, your learning is accelerated and amplified. And so there's so many really nice kind of springboards that we could take to explore some of these ideas. But I want to kind of take us back a little bit, because I think, you know, a lot of the conversation about that process that the students go through, I'm sure that we'll touch on that in the future once you've actually got students going through the process. But for this In Beta series, we want to talk a little bit about you preparing for the module. And so we're talking about a slightly different community. So maybe similar ideas, you know, because, you know, all learning is essentially the same. We're all human beings, and the way that we learn, we kind of have a good sense of what that looks like. There's going to be a process that you're going to be going through over the next year or so, where you're kind of setting up that program of learning. And so can we talk a little bit about what your plans are over the next year or so to help you get to the point where that module is going to be, you know, ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, definitely. So as I say, I think the easy bit is having a sort of idea and a sort of module title and some learning outcomes, and then you sort of get it through the revalidation process that was a couple of years ago now, and then because it's in year four of the program, like, it's been packed away, you know, on a hard drive, and I've not really had to think about it for that bit of time. So this is a module that's going to run for the first time in sort of 2025-26. So I've got a year and a bit to sort of get the module together and actually form it into what I want it to look like. So what felt to me in the spirit of the module and how I'm intending to pull that together is to really try and draw on, you know, the learning and the experience that other people have in that kind of co-creation space to really inform what that module ends up coming. So what I'm hoping from this series is that it's going to be a just a collection of hopefully conversations. So we're going to try and, you know, get hold of some people who've done, you know, either similar things or have interest in these areas, to talk to them and understand, you know, how their experiences could feed into this, to sort of for me to reflect and maybe kind of bounce and be challenged and sort of critiqued on some of the ideas as I'm kind of coming up with them, to maybe do some reading around the literature that might inform this, and we can maybe talk about, you know, some of the sort of key papers and ideas that are out there that could feed into this, so that, you know, again, I'm going through that process of developing hopefully a creative solution to meet some identified learning needs, you know, arising from complex challenges in educational practice, you know, which I think this module is trying to do, you know, and building that community of practice. So trying to model, I guess, kind of what the module can look like through an initial process in putting it together, because, you know, at heart, I believe that that's going to strengthen what the end outcome looks like, in the same way that I think that's going to be a really useful process for the students to go through who are actually taking part in the module.
I actually was going to ask you, do you think that your learning outcomes are going to be the same as the students' learning outcomes? And you're 100% right. The way that you've described your learning process is going to look a lot like what the students are going through. And so those learning outcomes are the same. I love the idea that kind of, you know, maybe this isn't exactly how we should frame it, but it kind of either lowers your power or increases the students' power and makes you more peers, because you're essentially going through a very similar process. So it'll be nice for you to be able to draw on your experiences over the next year or so, and to be able to bring some of those experiences into the classroom. Obviously, you would have had your own clinical experiences and other experiences from other parts of the curriculum, but it'll be really nice to be able to use very concrete examples from the last year when you are running the module, to be able to say to students, you know, I had that same problem. I also had uncertainty and doubt, and I also kind of hit this brick wall, and I also had to retrace my steps and go back. And so I love that you'll be able to draw on some of those very personal and concrete experiences. I also really love this idea of the scholarship of learning and teaching. So scholarship is, you know, typically thought of as, you know, four areas: discovery, which is research, teaching, service, and application. And I've been thinking a lot over the last few months about this idea of scholarship and how it looks a certain way when we conceive of a research project. You know, we have a framework or a template for what that project needs to look like and what criteria it needs to satisfy in order to get published. We have a template for what building a module looks like, a curriculum, a program. And so we just kind of go through that linear process, ticking boxes along the way. We know what a scholarship of practice looks like, or we have a better sense, I guess, than we used to maybe, you know, 50 years ago. It's not as clear cut as what we might expect with something like a research project, but again, kind of follows a process. And I'm kind of toying with the idea of what a different kind of a scholarship might look like. And so a scholarship as a networked process. And what you're describing really maps very nicely onto that, where there is no linear step-by-step box ticking process that you can go through in order to build this module, in order to learn about trying to build this module. It really is this network of ideas that's going to be very fluid, and it's going to rely almost entirely on this community. And so I think that there's going to be an enormous amount that we can learn about the scholarship of learning, teaching, and assessment. If we think about some of the challenges that people have been facing over the last 2 years with the kind of emergence of generative AI, there are lots of other challenges that universities, especially in the UK, are facing. But, you know, around the world, there are issues around, you know, fewer resources, people are under pressure, staff are burning out. I think that you are embarking on a project that is really going to help us understand different ways of thinking about scholarship, of research, of learning and teaching, of practice, of service. So this is a fascinating project. I'm really excited to hear the outcomes. And is there anything else that you think we should kind of touch on before we wrap up this introduction to the development of the UN module?
No, I think hopefully that's kind of whetted people's appetite. I guess the what we were hoping here was just to kind of set the scene a little bit, and then, you know, the intention here is to definitely do I think a number of things, and I'm not quite sure what those things are, because, you know, I'm at the start of this process too. So absolutely, I think more conversations, more podcasts, more things for people to listen to. But also, I think I'd really hope for some more opportunities for people to come into that conversation in different ways, you know, and so kind of, yeah, I guess hopefully it's just, if people are interested in hearing about where this goes, to sort of stay in touch or get in touch, you know, and let's kind of figure out how we can work through this, because, you know, in terms of what the outputs of this process look like, we've sort of talked before about these ideas of a sort of un unbook, and that by the end of this, so what I'm not anticipating is that, like, oh, I'm now the expert in kind of how to do a co-created academic module, and that the output should just be that I write a paper that no one reads, or do you know what I mean, or encapsulate it in some written form that doesn't feel that alive. But hopefully the output could be a collection of things that are in some way kind of still current and feel like they've had input and been influenced by a number of different people, and so that's kind of where I'm hoping that this process kind of leads to. So yeah, hopefully that's just whetting people's appetite to sort of stay in touch and maybe get involved as those opportunities kind of crop up.
Awesome. I'm really excited to hear more about how this process goes. Really looking forward to the conversations over the next year or so, just learning about your decisions and challenges. Looking forward to the idea that this might provide some kind of a framework, is not the right word, but some kind of a direction for people who might be kind of feeling frustrated with the system as it stands and who know that there might be an alternative, but who don't quite know how to explore that space. So I'm really looking forward to these conversations.
Awesome.